Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we continue to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy for all people. Today's reflection is on Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. This psalm begins with deep, deep sorrow and profound loneliness, beginning with a mournful and desperate plea to the Lord God, why? God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far away from saving me? Why, God, do you not answer my desperate cries to you? The despair that is portrayed in these words is unmistakable. And yet, at the same time, the psalmist conveys true faith and trust in the living God by calling him holy, even in the midst of his genuine pain. He can find no rest for his weary soul, for he is surrounded by doubters, mockers, troublemakers, evildoers likened to dogs and raging bulls, who threaten his life day and night. Yet he trusts in the Lord, confessing the truths that God has known him from when he was first in his mother's womb, and that he, God, is the one who will deliver him from his sorrows, just as he has indeed heard the woeful cries of believers before and delivered them from death. Have you ever felt the burden of despair in your own life? Been so lonely that you find yourself in endless tears and constant worrying that there's not one person in your life who understands or loves you? felt so frightened or lost that you gave up all hope of getting through the pain. As sinful human beings, we are all in danger of falling into the trap of believing we are without help or without hope, the psalmist included. When we suffer, regardless of what led to our suffering, it seems so easy to let our thoughts and minds see only the pain in front of us, our enemies, our mistakes, our illnesses, our sins. Yet also as believers, we know and believe that there is always one who is with us, so that the pain will lead us to the best place ever, to prayer and petitions before our Lord Jesus Christ. Like the psalmist, crying out to God through prayer helps us remember what God has done for us, from saving his people Israel from floods, plagues, droughts, and enemies, to the greatest gift of all, salvation and forgiveness through his Son Jesus on the cross. Did the words in these verses sound familiar? My God, why have you forsaken me? Yes, they are the very words that Christ spoke while dying on the cross for us, for you and for me, as recorded in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? For unlike us humans, who, while in the grips of suffering, only think for the moment that we are alone, Christ was truly and completely forsaken and separated from God, his Father, as he willingly submitted to his Father's will and allowed himself to be the sacrifice, our sacrifice, once and for all, for the sins of all believers, so that we are graciously, albeit unjustly and undeservedly, spared that eternal death and separation. We don't deserve God's attention, God's forgiveness, or even God's love. Yet, he gives it freely to all who believe in him with our hearts and confess him with our mouths by the work of the Holy Spirit, that he is Lord. In our sufferings, which comes to all because of original sin, the Lord is not far from us, but hears all of our prayers. He is there with us in all things. Therefore, we focus not on the suffering, but on him who is with us in our suffering, our only true and certain hope for life eternal without any tears or suffering, the Almighty God, our faithful friend and Redeemer. We rejoice in him and by his grace proclaim his righteousness to this and to the coming generations. We pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have made us your dear children through the sacrifice of your Son on the cross and his resurrection, so that we may boldly trust your promises to be with us now and know that you have prepared our place with you in heaven one day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.